Hello and welcome to your weekly diary episode. Now, I know you're used to these coming to you from beautiful Byron Bay, but I've just moved to LA, so these episodes will now be coming to you from the land of dreams. I'll be sharing all things LA life, places I go, people I meet, and things I do, all in a bid to inspire you to have the courage to chase your own dreams. Big love from LA, the City of Angels. Aloha and welcome to the weekly diary check-in. But this week it is my birthday and it's the boss's birthday, which is why the Monday interview episode was actually I interviewed the Bosco and the boss of Chengo interviewed me. So he's born on the 16th of September and I'm born on the 14th of September, both the same year, 1985, year of the ox. We've both just turned 36. Well, yeah, he will have by the time this has come out. So what I decided to do with this episode is like just take you through, I'm going to call it the birthday app because it's kind of like I've celebrated my birthday in LA all yesterday. I'm recording this the day after my birthday and I just kind of want to take you through what has happened. There's been heaps of other stuff that's happened during the week which I will absolutely make sure I touch on and yeah, so that's it. So newbies, welcome. Monday episode is still the interview entry. And then the Friday episode's always a little diary entry. But yeah, this week we'll have like a birthday twang to it. I'm going to quickly nip in the bud the flight updates. For people, last week I touched on like I'm on my fourth flight. The other ones have been bumped. Basically, they're bumping people anywhere between 3 days and you sometimes can get bumped at the airport, which petrifies me because I'm flying out of San Francisco. So if I get myself to San Fran, get to the airport, check in and they're like, I'm so sorry you're bumped, I'm stranded in San Francisco, which is like pretty confronting. So pretty nervous. I'm just every couple of days calling like a hotline to find out if my flight's still going ahead. If for this Virgo brain, it is really, really confronting and full on. I've started to kind of like mentally prepare myself for potential quarantine and get a few things to help with quarantine. I've bought a skipping rope from Target. I've got like salt. I've got like, I don't know if I'm allowed to take seasoning. So I'm going to find that out first so that like I can make salads and stuff. What else have I bought? I've bought all my favorite protein bars to get me through, especially the first few kind of days. Apparently, if you check in, you often don't get fed that day. And it's 14 nights, not 14 days. So you got to prepare for 15 days, basically. It really sounds amazing. And it's a huge lucky dip for what you're going to get. So, oh, there's a street sweeper going past. So, yes, that's the update on the flight situation. I'm trying not to stress about it. I'm totally stressed about it. Like I've started getting like all like jaw pain, headaches, shoulder pain, neck pain, back pain. And that's just where I hold tension down one side of my body. So I'm like, ugh, should we write? So I really tried to just really enjoy my birthday. I'm now that I've had my birthday, though, I'll probably start to like isolate a little bit just other than drama school, just so that I like mitigate any chances of contracting COVID before the flight, because if you throw a positive test, you forfeit your flight and you're spot on that flight. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. And it's sad because I really wanted to go. There's a few things going on, like Universal are doing Fright Night, which is like Halloween. Universal, I'm obsessed with Halloween, if anyone new to this pod. And a friend of mine is doing stand-up on the weekend. I really want to go, but I just want to check how COVID safe it is. So I'm playing it super cautious, super safe. That's kind of where I'm at right now. This week will be your, like I said, a bit of a birthday check-in. And then next week, I want to know, do you want me to road test all the pumpkin pie Halloween fall deliciousness? Or are you like, no, Lola, you're just doing that for yourself? I'm totally doing it for myself. I love spice. But yeah, I can do things like Starbucks is famous for a pumpkin pie latte. I know they've got like matching pumpkin pie treats. Trader Joe's, if you follow me on Instagram, they like transform their whole shop into like a Halloween fiesta. And so every time I go in now, I'm like, oh, this is so much fun to walk around. It's like pumpkins everywhere. There's little Mexican, I think it's called Day of the Dead skulls. So they're beautifully painted skulls with like succulents growing out of them. I'm like, oh, I wish I could buy a succulent, a Day of the Dead succulent. So yeah, I'm super keen to do like a Halloween version and episode for you for the next diary episode, because I think it could just be really fun. And I've already kind of like tried a couple of things and also bought a couple of things again for quarantine. I got like pumpkin spice body butter. Only Lola. So yeah, let me know if you want me to do a little Halloweeny pumpkin spice fall American. They call it pumpkin season here. New to me. On that note, I will say this, you can hear my little taco, at Target, they have just launched the limited edition Quest pumpkin pie flavor. So good. 20 grams of protein, 4 grams of net carbs, less than 1 gram of sugar, 10 grams of fiber. It tastes so good. So I've bought 2 boxes for quarantine. But yeah, please, just if I get even one DM going, yeah, I'd love to see all the pumpkin pie and pumpkin spice stuff, you best believe I will be road testing. Right, okay, so Quest Pumpkin Pie, I've said. It's a 10 out of 10, by the way. That's not sponsored. It's just so delicious. Of course, you've got to love pumpkin and spice if you're going to find it delicious, which I do. I've had a few food adventures separate to the birthday. So I recorded this awesome human on the podcast. His name is Sam Webb. He is one of the founders of Livin, an amazing not-for-profit organization in Australia that is all about breaking the stigma of mental health. And we had a really honest chat. Like, I'll be honest, like as we were chatting, like my eyes were like welling up. He's just so honest and talks about really confronting things, but with this like clarity. It's really interesting to be around, and it's super, it's confronting to hear him talk about really full-on mental health things like suicide and whatnot, but the way he talks about it is to help other people. And so it's a really that chat's not going to come out for a couple of weeks, but when it does, I think you'll probably get something from it. Really cool him. But after we did the pod, we went to All Time, my fave, and we both got the salmon bowl. So it's kind of like pokey vibes. It's got like pickled cabbage, pickles, a little bit of sushi rice, and this beautiful piece of salmon on top. Amazing. I've been to All Time a couple of times since then. I've had the granoles, which is so good, gluten-free granola. Delish. I've been on like a little bit of a food adventure for birthday week, and I keep saying to myself, oh, you got to get back on the health wagon before you go back to Australia, because I just don't want to be in quarantine and feel crap. Like, I want to feel mentally strong in quarantine. And I've heard you can order like lots of green juices and salads and stuff, and I kind of want to be the person that does that. I don't really want to like be ordering booze and eating sugar and ordering like chocolate and stuff. I really want to try and stay really clean. And so to make that happen for me, I'll be staying clean in the lead. I want to be staying clean. I've had my hurrah, had my birthday hurrah, which I'll tell you all about. And now I'm kind of like, okay, let's just slowly kind of like get my body, mind, emotions feeling really clear. And for me, that is like eating really well, hiking, moving my body, doing online yoga classes. My yoga studio here has just opened up. But again, I just want to be super safe with the COVID stuff. So I thought, I can do that as soon as I'm back. I don't need to do that right now. I'm doing online yoga, so that's fine. Okay, I had a really yummy coffee with an actor bud at a place called Intelligentsia. So that's a famous coffee place here that is really good. I just got a really large hot oat latte. It was as good as an oat latte that I've had back home. Really, really, really yummy. So if you're a coffee nerd, pop Intelligentsia on your LA list. There's a few as well. I think they're a chain, but delicious coffee. We went to a comedy show, which I'll tell you about in a sec, but the food we got. So I met Mo beforehand, who's my epic mate that I've made here. We made friends at drama school and we're each other's first scene partner, and we're now like, I think we're soul buds. So it's a lot of fun hanging with Mo, because I feel like I've got this friend that's got my back here, and it's really, you know, it's a confronting place to be living, and so it's so nice to have someone that's like totally got your back. So we met before the comedy show. We went to this place in Venice and got tacos. I got a fish taco, a bean taco, and a crispy potato taco. So good. And I got that drink. I think it's called a horchata, and it's like a rice milk drink with cinnamon and honey. 10 out of 10, delishimo. Went to the comedy show, and then afterwards a few of our gang from drama school went for ice cream and at a place called Jenny's, which is like a famous ice cream place here. I'd never been before. I got a butter batter flavor and an almond butter flavor, both gluten-free. Really, really, really yummy. Oh, that's good. I was so worried I'd forget some of the food things. Okay, just going down my list. So I have got a note here. Next pod, road test Halloween food. So I feel like whether anyone writes me or not, I'm probably going to do that. I've got a list here of like all the crazy stuff that Trader Joe's has done for Halloween, but I feel like I'll save that for the Halloween app. I audited last week Ivana Trubic. So she's the creator of the whole school. And there was an amazing dog there called Mochi. And Mochi is like a Japanese ice cream treat covered in rice paper, like a rice paper, not rice paper, but like a rice-based dough with their little pockets of joy. They're delicious. I've talked about them before because I get them from Trader Joe's, but this dog was also delicious. It was called Mochi and it was really cute. It totally loved Mo more than me, but I still love my hang with him. I bought some Halloween leggings, but I'll give you more on that when I do my Halloween epo. So we went to this comedy show in Venice, and it was all COVID friendly. So this is what makes me really excited to still be able to launch a book in Australia as it's kind of coming out of all the crazy lockdowns and whatnot. So this was a totally COVID-friendly event. So it was literally done at an outdoor venue in the car park of a CrossFit gym, but they'd set a stage up, they had chairs out, and it was all open air. So it was, you know, the chances of getting anything is much lower than if you're in an enclosed kind of space. And they did a check at the start who was vaccinated. There was only one person that wasn't. Everybody else was, I'm pretty sure. So that kind of gave me peace of mind as well. It was really, really good. It was really funny. And then there was an actor that got up called Momo Rodriguez, and I was like, he's amazing. So he was a comedian stand-up and he was amazing. He was like super vulnerable but stood in power, and I felt very, very safe as an audience member with him. Sometimes when I go to stand-up, I get really scared that the comedian's going to pick on me. I don't know why. It probably says a lot about my own psychology. But as soon as he got up, I was like, oh, I feel safe here. I don't care if you pick me because I feel safe. Like, it was really nice. Anyway, I did a little bit of Googling after. For anyone that's a Sons of Anarchy fan, there was, after the Sons of Anarchy TV series, there's a show that's now on FX here. I'm presuming it might be on Netflix in Australia, called The Mayans. And it was about the like kind of like rivalry motorcycle club, like two Sons of Anarchy. He's in it. So I wrote to him and trying to get him on the pod. He said he's keen. It'll just depend on if he's in LA in the next couple of weeks kind of thing. So I'm going to keep trying, but that was really cool to see him and kind of like just see someone. Yeah, just really, really cool. Really, really cool. Okay. Am I up to birthday time? Okay, birthday time. So in Australia, you guys are a day ahead of us here. So I celebrated my birthday is the 14th of September, which is a Tuesday, but so our Tuesday here is your Wednesday. So I really feel like I've had a very extra long birthday celebration. So on the Sunday night here, my good friend Sarah took me out for Mexican. It was so good. I've written it down. Was really good. It's in an area called Frogtown. Yes, that is a legitimate neighborhood here in LA. It's right near Glendale. So Glendale's not too far from me. Anyway, I'm giving you way too much information. What was this place called? It was so yummy. It's called like Saltazar or Salzars. I took a photo of the tacos. They were, honestly, 10 out of 10. Oh, where are they? I'm just seeing all these photos of like Mexican stuff I've found at Trader Joe's. Like Mexican, not Mexican stuff. Pumpkin pie stuff I found at Trader Joe's. I'm trying to find where I went for the taco though. It's called like Salah. No, it's not coming up on my Insta. I'm going to find it for you though because I want you to put this on your LA list. Here we go. Salara. I hope I'm saying that right. Oh no, it's called Salazar LA. So Salazar LA. Really great. I got three different tacos. I can't find the image of them now when I'm talking to you, and I take photos literally for this reason. I have no idea. Maybe I only put it on my stories. Oh no, I think. I use an app called Huji, which I love because it gives everything like a real 90s feel. Oh, did I not? Oh, here we go. Got it, guys. So I got a vegetarian taco. I got all gluten-free tacos. You could pick flour or corn. I went corn. And I got the vegetarian, which is usually crispy potatoes. I did not even know that was a thing. Then I got this like charred chicken one, which was really yummy. It had pickled onion on it. Delish. And then I got pork, which had like a pineapple salsa on top. Really yum. All 10 out of 10. We both had a spicy marg. And then they accidentally made us an extra one, which was kind of cool. It was like a different type of alcohol though. Started with M, which I had not tried before. Very nice. That was the beginning of my birthday week. Sarah also made me a pumpkin and chocolate chip loaf that I had for brekkie on my Australian birthday day the next day. It was delicious. So thank you very much, Sarah. She made this, yeah, it was like this pumpkin choc chip loaf, 10 out of 10. The next day was Monday, my Australian birthday, and my amazing acting coach, Jackie Diamond, took me out for lunch at another Mexican place that was equally delicious. Again, I got taco because, you know, why wouldn't you? And Jackie took me to a place called Casita del Campo. Really yummy, like really quirky, lots of, we sat in a booth. So that was really cool. So it's really easy to kind of like go out in LA. You can either sit outdoors because it's always beautiful and sunny and hot, or you can go indoors, but they separate people with booths. It's really good. I just feel like everyone here has really like embraced that this is a new way of life. Really yummy. I got like a vegetarian taco. Again, it means that it comes with crispy potatoes. I don't know about you, but I've never associated crispy potato with Mexican cuisine, but it's like definitely a thing here. And it's good. I'm definitely not complaining about it, but yeah, very interesting. And then that came with like a side of beans and rice and then like a salad. It was really, really yummy. And then yesterday was my real birthday. So like the 14th of September, my American birthday. So I got up, I booked myself in for a blow wave, had a blow wave. I met my friend Sam. We went down Rodeo Drive and I was like, I'm going to treat myself, LA stylies. And I was really torn because I have two styles. Like I have like quirky AF and like really bright and funky. And then I like, as I'm growing up, I am like, oh, I love classic. Like I just love sexy classic. And so I was really torn, but I went classic yesterday. I got, I've got them all here for you. Why am I not doing a haul? So this is my Saint Laurent bag. I got, can you hear? This is the wallet. I got this men's wallet. It's really nice. Dad and I have a tradition where every 5 years for my birthday, he'll upgrade my wallet. And I got this men's wallet and I was really nervous because I'm looking at my current wallet right now, a really big Celine wallet and I love it, but it's big and it won't fit into anything. So I'm kind of pumped to transfer to quite a small wallet and kind of be able to use that in all my bags and whatnot. So I got myself a men's wallet and then Bosco gave me some money to get these beautiful Saint Laurent sunnies that I really wanted. And I'd seen mates on. So I'd seen my mate Chanel here wear them, who I've interviewed on the pod, by the way. That'll be coming out soon. And then I saw that Sam Webb, who I've also interviewed on the pod, wear them. And I was like, oh my goodness, they look amazing on guys and girls. And I thought, oh, Bosco can borrow them off me. So I went for that pair. They're super classic. They're fun, but yeah, super chic. And like, I feel like you could wear them really dressed up with like a simple frock. So love them. And then I really, 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 really wanted a Celine tote. I've wanted one for probably 10 years. And I kept eyeing this one off. I've tried it on like 3 times. And then I was like, today's the day. So I went in, got the Celine tote. But I was very torn because I went to, this is like a designer. By the way, I don't live like this all the time. This is my birthday. This is a total treat. Mum, Dad and Bosco all put a little bit of money in my account to go down to Rodeo. And that's what I did. And I set myself a budget, very Virgo. But I also found this incredible furry mint shearling YSL bag that looked insane, but it was really expensive. Like it would have blown my budget by $1,000 and I wouldn't have been able to get any of the other things. And I was like, think about functionality, Lola. And I really had to like focus on the goal. And I was like, you functionally are keen to get a wallet. You want these classic sunnies and you can get the tote all for less than this one YSL bag. So I really had to use my self-control, but this one fairy YSL bag was incredible. Then my friend Sam surprised me and took me to Soho House in West Hollywood for lunch, and it was so delicious. So I've never eaten there before. I've taken like a coffee meeting with an agent many, many moons ago, but I've never eaten there before. I'm definitely not a member. I was totally treated. So I was so lucky. There's a room called the Atrium, which has like got olive trees in it, and it's got beautiful light and you've got these just like panoramic views of Los Angeles. It's really, it felt like, I was like, I'm living the LA dream right now. And we got this, like, they have a really beautiful buffet. It actually reminded me the food of an Australian Christmas, because there was like Brussels and big salads, like peach salad. And then there was like a chickpea butter bean, dill and cucumber salad, and then you can pick your protein, salmon, chicken, steak. And I just like went ham, got a little bit of everything. They like got these delicious roasted mushrooms. What else did I try? I took photos of it all. Oh, like a turmeric cauliflower. It was all very Whole Foods kind of vibes. Really yummy. And you're allowed to go back to that buffet as much as you want. So I got two, like I got a plate just of salads and I got a plate of just like meat and veggies. And it really felt like Aussie Christmas. Like it just felt like wholesome, really yummy, delicious kind of food. As I talk about it, I was like, oh, am I getting hungry? And Sam surprised me with some prezzies as well. I friggin' love, he got me this t-shirt that says, take a hike. Because we like to hike together and I cannot wait. I'm going to be donning that one on very soon. And this incredible, oh, it smells so nice, candle, which I am really, really, really excited to take. I think I'm going to save it and take it home because it is so beautiful and I think that would be beautiful in our little Byron abode. And then came home quickly, did a few FaceTimes with mom, dad, boss, because it was my real birthday. And then my friend Mo came over and we had a booking. One sec, I'm just taking a sip out. Water break, coffee break. My friend Mo came over and we had a booking for Cara Hotel, which I've talked to you about before. It's this beautiful hotel in Los Feliz, which is where I live. And it used to be like a rundown motel and now it's like this incredible luxurious space where you can go and stay but also go for brekkie lunch and dinner, and it was so, so nice. And we got like whole baked fish, we got an avocado grapefruit salad, we got this like roasted cabbage, which was delish, we got chippos, and then we got cocktails. I got this, it's called the East Maid, I think it's called. And it is like Mulholland gin, which is local gin from here. And then it's cucumber, mint, I think that's the whole vibe of it. It's so fresh and yum. So we've got a couple of cocktails. And then halfway through, Mo's like, this is actually a gift from Boss. So Boss had surprised me and organized it all with Mo. So that was like super sweet. Also very cheeky of him to do that because my prezi was the Sunnies. And so I was like, Bosco, such a little spoiler, such a spoiler. So it was really nice. We got to have a really lovely night, full LA stylies. Walk there, walk back, walk past like the incredible Dax Shepard, Kristen Bell house with all these fairy lights around a ginormous tree. It was just, it was just really, really, really nice, and it felt like I had a very iconic LA dream kind of day and with two people that really inspire me so much, and I didn't feel alone at all. Like I had so much birthday love around me. I feel very, very lucky. So Sam, Mo, Bosco, if any of you listen to this, thank you, all of you, for making that day so, so special. And my nan had a saying where she was like, what you do on your birthday, you do all year round. And so I thought, well, I'm going to really enjoy this day and enjoy it with mates and have a really special time. Also, Sam and I earlier in the day went for a coffee that was delicious. It was a Alfred's coffee on Melrose, and we both got oat lattes with a bit of stevia, and I got them to, they're famous for putting a pump of vanilla in it, and it tasted so good. I'm not into flavoring my coffee that much at all. It feels very Americana. You can literally buy ground coffee with flavor. Like Lily, who I rent off, she loves a vanilla nut coffee, and it's a big deal here. Like I saw at Trader Joe's, there's pumpkin pie coffee. Don't know that I can get my head around it, but at definitely at Alfred's, it was really, really yummy as like a little, you know, birthday coffee treat. What else? So you've got the Monday ep that came out this week is our birthday ep. It's officially, by the time this comes out, Bosco's birthday will have just been. I'm about to. So I sent, I can tell you because he won't hear this before he gets the present. But basically I'd sent him a big box of things from America, and I'd sent Andrea her prezi too, and it said they'd get me there in 10 days. It's still in transit. Like I reckon I'll be out of quarantine by the time they get their prezzies. But anyway, I learnt my lesson. It costs a lot to send prezzies too. So it's not going to make it to Boss in time. So I'm about to go and pre-book him a massage. So he wakes up in the morning to a little email with his little massage for the day booked in. So hopefully he gets to enjoy that for his birthday. Hope you don't hear this before you check your emails, Bosco. I'm sure he won't. And then the real present I got him is written in the card of the gift pack from America. So I don't want to I don't want a surprise. I love a surprise. Gift giving is totally my language of love. And so I still want him to get the surprise. I just don't know when he's going to get that surprise. So I'm like so OCD. I keep checking it and I'm like, whew, is it going to get there? Is it going to get there? Is it going to get there? Two other things I want to talk to you about, then I'm going to like love you and leave you because as always I speak so, so, so over time. But there is a movie trailer that I cannot stop watching. It is Leonardo DiCaprio, Jonah Hill, Meryl Streep, Cate Blanchett, Jennifer Lawrence, Ariana Grande is in it. It's in the cast is stellar, but the trailer is called Don't Look Up. It's incredible. Do yourself a favor and watch it. Like I reckon I've watched it like 8 times on YouTube. Two other things that I've discovered. I'm going to start up my TikTok account again. I disabled it like last year and I tried to get it back a few days ago and I can't. So I'm going to jump back on the TikTok wagon. It'll probably keep me sane during quarantine. But Harry Styles has been in Vegas doing his love tour, and Harry's amazing. Legit, like you need to just Google him, and he's like in this Gucci red pants, but then he's got this like sequin vest that he's wearing. Just insane and loving life. His energy is just like, I love who I am. I know who I am. Very inspiring to watch. One other funny TikTok, do yourself a favor. I've posted on Insta stories, but it's probably not live anymore. So Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell are doing a Christmas movie together, a musical Christmas movie together, and they posted a TikTok of them singing together, and it is hilarious. Just like Google or YouTube it, but highly, highly, highly recommend. Is there anything else that I have missed on my list? Comedy Night, I've written that. It was called the PS, the Comedy Night was at a place called the Venice Comedy Compound. Really cool. And that's on every Thursday in LA. I'd totally go this week, but I just want to slowly start clicking into really being super smart with COVID stuff. You know what I mean? Cool. Oh, I did a really cool thing. I don't think I can talk too much about it because just out of respect for the actor and their work is embargoed, which means like until it's released, you can't really talk about it. But Aussie actor reached out to me and was like, hey, I've got a gig coming up and I love your accent. I need to work on getting my Australian one a bit thicker for this role. And she was like, can we catch up for coffee? I was like, yeah, of course we can. We sit down. Turns out she's absolutely amazing and an awesome human, but she had the full script and she's like, the director said that you can read the sides and the sides are like the script and the pieces for that character. And so we recorded my voice doing all the character, all the lines for this specific character, and it was so much fun. And we even kind of like swapped out words that were like a bit Americana. Like I think there's a line that's like, don't be a douchebag. And we were like, change it to don't be a dingo. And so it was so fun. So they call that script doctoring, to do a little pinch of that and to just have fun with accent stuff. And yeah, I don't know. It just felt very, I was like, oh, I'm looking at a real movie script that is literally being shot next week. And like, how cool. And it was like definitely a pinch yourself moment. And also the actor is amazing and cannot wait to see her star totally shine very, very soon. All right, my friends, over and out from the City of Dreams, Los Angeles. I will be checking in with you next week. On Monday, you have the incredible Emma Isaacs episode. We had a chat at her house in LA. She is unreal, absolute trooper of a human, nonstop go-getter, and has a brand new book out. So we talk about her brand new book, which is called The New Hustle. So her first book is called Wing It. Her second book is called The New Hustle. And we talk all about that and just about like life in general and LA life and all that kind of thing. She's really, really cool. And that's your Monday episode. Look, I'm going to call it. I'm probably going to do a little Halloween research for you, so the next episode can be a little bit spooky vibes and Halloween as far as your Friday check-in goes. And I can't believe it, week 17. So we're sitting at like nearly, it'd be 4 months in a few days I've been here. Crazy. Do you know that this trip, the activation of the green card trip, was actually just meant to be you stand on American soil, you can stay for like a month to collect your paperwork, and then most Australians go back home for 6 months, pack up, like work, do whatever you want, and then you come back and kind of like ground and base yourself in LA for a longer stint of time. But because of COVID and I had to sign a stat deck that I'd stay out of the country for over 90 days, I've kind of done this hybrid version where I'm like half making a, you know, really focusing on building a base here, but I'm also half like I'm living out of one suitcase. I'm like, I feel like I'm a bit like, ooh, like not in limbo, but I'm half building a solid base here. And I'm also half, like thinking about Byron and all my stuff is in Byron and my heart, the love of my life is in Byron. And so it's this weird kind of like, I feel like I'm kind of in a hybrid version. Whereas when I come back, so I'll go back to Australia for just shy of 6 months, and then I'll be back here because that's only the amount of time you're allowed to be out with the green card, and then I'll come back here and stay here for a long, like really find my own place, find my own car. At the moment I'm kind of just like doing little subleases and little rent, like not, I need to find my own home, basically. So that's kind of the plan, is just like go back to Australia. I really want this book to fly because it's been such a, it's been an amazing experience, but it's also been super stressful, especially with COVID. And like basically if Big W and Target and those kind of shops aren't open by the time the book comes out, like that's going to have a huge impact negatively on sales. And so we just, there's a lot of like moving parts and I'm just like, please, 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 please work. I've organized that when I'm in quarantine, I do a big book signing, which is really exciting for Booktopia. So yeah, we're making it work, but it is a grind. Like it is like, whoa, how can we like make this fly somehow? And I really, like that's why I'm coming back. I had the option to stay here and do all my media and press from LA for the book, but I just really wanted to honor that book and to do everything in my power to help it fly. And I really also want to get some great work in Australia and see Bosco and do Byron Life and soak all of that up. But it is a very tricky time to be traveling right now. And even my amazing travel agent was like, you know, if you get bumped off this flight, your only option to get out of America and into Australia before your book comes out is to be on a chartered plane, literally a private jet. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, that will be the option that you'll have to take. And I was like, that's going to be a lot of money too. And it is, like it'll be double what I paid for this ticket, which was already exorbitant. So yeah, it's just touch and go with the flights. I'm trying to not like my, like I said, I'm A-type personality. I believe in working hard to get results. So you're kind of like working hard and not getting a result. And limbo's not my best friend, you know, you know, you know. All right. I've yabbered on over time as always. And, love you long time. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Oh, have a treat too. Have a vino too. I'm actually doing a gig for L'Oreal tonight and like a Zoom launch for L'Oreal in Australia. And I'm talking about, I was writing my content for it and I had to talk about like antioxidant rich foods and then like things that are like baddies as far as like anti-aging and whatnot goes. And I was like, things that cause inflammation, sugar, booze, refined food. And I was like, oh my God, you've eaten all that in the last few days. It's very funny. And then I'm like, YOLO, birthday time. I'm totally yabbering. All right, my friends, big love, big, big love from LA. And I look forward to checking in with you in the next step. Please don't be shy with writing to me and DMing me on Insta so that you can tell me what you want me to cover. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, let's talk Halloween things and all things pumpkin season here in LA. It's so fun, so fun. All right, bye, big love.